se boy lafu ke kam loches shlo yoch shuvim voyo bimishken di toldes nino vloyo vis loches even if something existed in the mishken it doesn't make it enough unless it's chosh so the question is what determines whether something is chosh or not Jesus doesn't say ki damrin fel baratemim heim helo akosh mitalkal akolet ein achnos so it existed in the mishken but still it's still out So the Gemara says it's still odd because it's not mentioned, spelled out by the Torah, but Tesis doesn't mention that. Tesis mentions the fact it wasn't Hosh. And that's strange. So it exists in the Mishkan, but it's not Hosh. So that's one Gelsa. And then there is another Gelsa. He is the Gelsa, how the Havi Mishkan Uchshide, Korle Av, how the Loy Havi Mishkan, the Loy Chshide, Korle Tolodi. One second, we'll figure says who told him the boy tarte. Avul shiva loy avin mishkin loyif chav tolodi. So the question is, what's the difference between the first girls and the second girls? It's hainach. Why? So what's the pshatin in tasteless in the first girls? Ufihar girls a boy lafuke kam moloches shel hoyoch shuvin vhoyo bimishkin di tolodis nivloyoves. So if something exists in mishkin, it's not choshiv. So then it's tolodi. And suppose it is choshiv and it didn't exist in the mishkin, it's not. How could we say a thing like that? That wouldn't make sense. Something that is choshev, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, is an av. If it's choshev, so what is the criteria of choshev? What do you call choshev? Maybe running in a marathon is choshev. It's very choshev today. You know, I mean, it's participation in marathon. But no one will say that participating in Shabbos and marathon. So I mean, it will involve an Yisrael of Enoch Shabbos. You know, the one to one. But it's not a melacha. But it's choshev. It's choshev. I
mean, but you can't get misa for it.
So how can we say that choshev by itself, not existing in the Mishkan, is the criterion of an av? I mean, it's a child. So we have no criteria. What determines what is choshev, what is not choshev?
Breathing.
What?
Breathing is also choshev. Breathing.
Yeah, breathing is very choshev. Yeah. Well, that we could say that is done by itself. It's a normal thing. You don't have to exert any effort in the country. But, I mean, so what is the criteria? So the Maram is the kashi. So what does the Maram say? That which was choshev in the Midbar. Not so. How will we determine what is choshev in the Midbar? Well, participating in a marathon, you can be sure, was not considered choshev in the midbar. It didn't exist. But what is the criterion whereby will determine whether something was choshev in the midbar or was not choshev in the midbar? So he says, these the galse, hard have a mishkan yachshive kol yav, hard lo yav a mishkan lo yachshive kol yitolode, ufigir se zu tzorochlim ad boye tarte. So according to the second girl said there are two prerequisites. According to the first girl said there is one prerequisite, choshev. But how could choshev by itself be the criterion? It's not shayach. So the Maram says choshev in the midbar. What does that mean? Choshev in the midbar. What is choshev in the midbar? So you could say if it exists in the Mishkan, it's choshev in the midbar. But so then it's Mishke. Now, anyway, you have to understand it. That I'm the Mashal Bishen Gilead. Let's see what the Mashal says. The Mashal, all the Mashal says, he mentions a certain Gilse, a Gilead atheist. Nichtav bitzad gilyen hard have a mishkin chshive kol yav. Hard loy have a mishkin chshive kol yitolod. Ufi har gilse boi lafuke kamu loch ishoi be mishkin shal hoi chshive yitolod ismo. Veloy of it. So that we find in our thesis also, there's the first gilse that thesis mentioned, that the criterion is chshives. But how could chshives be criterion? So the Maram adds, chshives nemibor. Auf jahr gierse boi afu kam loch schon mischken schon ich schuwe es lohnt zu nervös. Wies von die gase harde habe mischken schiebe kolle ab, harde habe mischken loich schiebe kolle es draude. Pirisch da habe mischken schiebe behoch. Das ist another gierse, der Tau teise des Menschen, der gine Menschen. In other words, the criterion is only existing in the mischken. So, what did it mean? Why did it mean chshive? In other words, the fact that it existed in the Mishkan, that makes it chashuv. That's very understandable. How the have the Mishkan chshive called the Avah, the Mishkan chshive called the Pirish, the Avah Mishkan chshive behochel, chshive behochel mitzvah. Because if you hear the Zeis, the Chamot Zolodi Tzoyu Mishkan, Kedisi Ferek Mantenim, Heim Helo Kroshim, Mekarkal Agole, Dain Achnose, Umeishi Biyud Yachas, Shachim Nis Abe Zalvim, Bizir Kimachtim, Bizir Azeh, Bishivit Medagdik, this is in the Mishkan, and still, it's not considered enough. So that's a kash. All right. Then, Wies von die Garse, harde habe die Mischken hochschiebe Korle auf, harde habe die Mischken für Leuchschiebe Korle zu Ode, und für diese Gierse bin und Tarte, aber schiebe le habe Mischken und Ami Fartole. So the Gillian has three Gierses. The first Gierse and the third Gierse are the two Gierseis that his, our thesis mentions, and the middle Gierse, that's another Gierse. But, you see, the first Gierse, the second Gerse and the third Gerse is understandable. Understandable, he has a kash about nations. Oh, I said it's a kash. It's a kash. But we understand it very well. But the first Gerse is not even understandable. In other words, Chshive by itself is the criterion. Not exist in the Mishkan. But then, so how do we know what is Chosan Choshev? So the Maram says, what was choshev in the Midbar, not what is choshev today. The Chshives, you know, might vary from generation to generation and from place to place. So what was choshev 3,000 years ago, it might not be choshev today. What is choshev today was not choshev 3,000 years ago. And even the same time, in different places, it might vary from place to place. So the criterion is, according to that Gerse, what is choshev in the Midbar. We have to understand it. What does it mean, what's choshev in the Midbar? Now, the Egli Tal points out that there is a machlekes reshenim between Rashi and Rav Shlira Goye. Rav Shlira Goye, the Rav Avrom ben Rambam in the Tshuve, so he mentions the Rav Shlira Goye. What's the pshat that Havu Mishkin, that's the criterion for Hav. According to Rashi, so Mishkin means something that existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkin. That means Havu Mishkin. But something that did not exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkin, but it existed in the Mishkin in the form of Kabbonis. So that is not the basis for an Hav. And according to Rav Shlira Goyen, anything that existed in the Mishkan, not only a milocha an act that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it existed in the Mishkan daily in the form of kabbonis. So mele is considered isa b'mishkan. Now, let's say Eifer did not exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but Eifer existed in the Mishkan, in the Lachmatonim, in the Kabbonis, you know, in the Menoches. So it existed in the Mishkan, but not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, in the functioning of the Mishkan. Kabbonis, that was a daily occurrence that existed daily, not once, but daily, but in the course of the functioning of the Mishkan. It did not exist, if it did not exist in the course of the construction of the Mishkan. So according to the Rashi, according to Rav Shlira Goyen, that the Egli Tal mentions in the Akdom. So according to Rav Shlira Goyen, as long as it existed in the functioning of the Mishkan, not in connection with the construction of Mishkan, it's already Israel Mishkan, and it's a basis for Melachos. According to Rashi, only that act that existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. So that is that is considered the basis for that. So I think that even the Pshat in this thesis, the first gears, they told us it exists in the Mishkan, but it's not choshev. So the Maram asks, what does it mean? What is choshev? So the important thing is choshev. So the main was off. So then you are reiker the whole aloha from this aloches. So is it choshev? Who says that ksivi is choshev? All right, it happens ksivi is choshev today too. But suppose it will not be choshev. Sami, chasvi shalom, how can it be l'adas? The criterion is choshev. So the Maram says, of course, it means choshev in the midbar. So again, the question arises, what is the criterion whereby you determine whether something is choshev midbar? The answer is, choshev midbar means that it existed constantly in the course of the functioning of the Mishkan. Afiye! It was choshev midbar! Because how is it choshev midbar? How is it choshev midbar? Afiye! In the Lechem Aponim, in the Menoches. It constantly, so it's very choshev. So it's very choshev. But if it existed in the, and that is choshev. So that's choshev in the midbar. In other words, according to Rav Sri Goyen, so the fact that it is that a certain act existed in the course of the functioning of a Mishkan, that means having Mishkan. Not choshev, that's having Mishkan. According to Tesvis, the first girl say no. Having a Mishkan means that it existed in the course of the Mishkan. I mean, it existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But Choshev means not only it existed; it took place in connection with the construction of Mishkan, but it was an integral part of the functioning of the Mishkan. Let's say Eife was an integral, not just it existed. It's more than it existed. It was an integral part of the regular course of the functioning of the Mishkan, Lechem Aponim, and the Menoches. I mean, it's not just it existed. So sometimes the Gemara mentions something, where was Zerik in the Mishkan? Sometimes when those who did the Yerias, so the one had to throw a needle to the other, so he threw a needle. You know, some maybe it is Mishkan. But was that an integral part of the function of Mishkan? Just because sometimes he had to throw a needle. But Afiyah of Lechem Aponim, it was not just sometimes. That was the regular thing, Afiyah. Kobones. Some mele, that's the pshat in this. Ufihar gil said, boy, lafuke, kam meloches, shalom yachshuvim, vohoyu b'mishkon, di toldes nino veloy of es meloches, ki damrino en ferit mametenim, hin helu akhoshi mikarak la agole, dahina achnose, umeishi bidyute achas, but if something existed in the Mishkan, even at the time of the preparation of the Mishkan, the koshin, let's say, the ishot that took place in the course of the preparation, the construction of the Mishkan, but it wasn't an important part, an integral part of the Lachsa Mishkan. I mean, it's in contrast to let's say, Afir, which was used in the Karbonis, so it was the regular thing. But this, sometimes they had to be measured. They always had to be measured. Sometimes they had to be measured. But it wasn't a regular thing. So that is considered. But, on the other hand, it had a mile that it, when it did take place, even though it took place only sometimes, not regularly, but it took place in the course of the construction of the Mishkan. You know, they had to put up kashim. Sometimes he didn't have the kashim. So instead of, you know, of working hard and getting the kashim himself, so yes, the other Levi was standing and the other agole to fetch him. All right. But so it wasn't an integral part of the Avedis HaMishkan. It wasn't an evil part. It could have been avoided too. You see, the fear of Lechem HaPonim could not have been avoided. It was a din. You had to believe the Lechem HaPonim. But this, he shot, it could have been avoided. But sometimes some of the Levim didn't want to work out, so it was easier for them that the other Levi should fetch him. So it existed in the Mishkan, but it wasn't an important part of the Melachas HaMishkan. It could have been avoided. It could have been avoided. So that, I think, is the Pshat in Tezus. That makes sense. And that's what the Maram means. Choshev in the Midbar. What do you mean Choshev in the Midbar? Choshev in the Midbar means, from the perspective of the Dini HaTorah, I mean what Avedi has to be done in the Mishkan. Afiyat Kabonis, that was an integral part of the Melochas in the Mishkan. I think that's the plain pshat in this. All right, I think we'll leave it here. All right, now, for tomorrow, so then, this is not a comedic Indian, but we have to go over it, you know. So then, so I think in connection with the tasteless of Mkuberas in a Kulam Edesi, so it's important to go over the Rashbo in Shitim Betzos, Rashbo. And if you have the Birkas Shmuel, there is a Birkas Shmuel. He mentions something. It's not easy to go through the Birkas Shmuel because it's very, the Hasbora is very difficult in Birkas Shmuel. All right, but maybe I'll discuss it. Okay. Say that just, I mean, the third Yosef that the Mashal mentions from the Gilead. From the Gilead, in other words, that there is only one criterion. Have a Mishkan, but the concept of going, Mishkan doesn't mean construction of Mishkan. Mishkan means Mishkan. In the Melachas HaMishkan, whether in construction or in the functioning of the Mishkan.
And Achnasa, what about Achnasa? The taste
this mentions Knasser. The Gemara mentions where, in, you know, various places, so where there are others and told us, so to the same Kayetziben, and various places to the same Laf Kayetziben. Gabitumi also have others and told us. So, the definition of aftume versus tolde aftume is entirely different than the definition of av mazik, afshen, and toldeshen. By nizikin or by Shabbos. So, the definition of av and tolde means you have a category. You have categories. So you write Roman numeral 1, and then you have A, B, C, D.
Subject.
So in other words, that's the main category, Roman numeral 1. So that you have, let's say, Sheh. And then you have several kinds of Talodes. So the Talode is the same thing as the Av. By Shabbos also the same thing. You have an Av Meloche and you have
Tolde.
So you could say an Av Meloche, let's say, is Mifarik, Dosh, and then you have Tolodes, which are the same din, the same chema as Av. In other words, and it's called Tolode because it conforms to the characteristics of the Av. So, as we explained yesterday, so by Shabbos, according to the Rambam and Rashi, there are two things. There is Meinav and there is Tolde. So Meinav means a Dinyan Gomor. Telode means dinging tzas. But the dinging tzas is substantial enough to give it the same level as the av. So you could mashein kein by tume. So it's something else, it's a lower level. So you have an aviaveis, let's say, mess itself is aviaveis atume. And the one who touches a mess is an avatume. Avatume is a much lower level than an aviaveis atume. And the one who touches, the mess is additionally to me. And then, let's say, an echo, so you have a sheni. And in truma, an echo, you have a shlishi. In kedesh, an echo, you have a revi. So, it's not unlike telode in Shabbos and telode in Izikin, where telode by definition means it conforms to the same characteristics as the Av, so it comes under the same category. But in Tume it doesn't come under the same category; it's a derivative Tume. In other words, in Shabbos and in Izikin, telode doesn't mean derivative; it means it's a subcategory, not a derivative. In Tume, it means a derivative. So to the same lack I ate again. Dilod mitame odom bikeli. Vilu told us, echul mash mitame odom bikeli, lo mitame. Bitome mes, mishe noga bimes avav atume. Bimes atzme, avi avis atumeu. Vanigi abei avi ov atumeu mitame odom bikeli. Dok sifrashi yiru biatome yitmo. ואי קרוא ביטל מרס כסיבו מש מטעמי אודם דו כסיבה נבשה ניגז הוחמי בניזיק הוחמי so the Gemara says אמר הפופה יש מן קייצי בן ויש מן לאו קייצי בן so what is the masculine of the Gemara what is לאו קייצי בן צורס that's לאו קייצי בן but all the other told us is still the same Kayitzeben. But even Tzuras of the same Lav Kayitzeben, it's not like Tume, let's say his name. By Tume, told by definition, means it's a derivative Tume. But Tzuras is a Toldish and regularly, it's not that it's a derivative Mazik. It's not a derivative Mazik. It's the same Mazik as Regal. Except that Lav Kayitzeben, Regal, where it's Bigufe, where the Beheime is Mazik Bigufe. So then he's chayv to pay, the owner is chayv to pay in the sholem, and tzchures means where the behemoth derech lucho is mazik al bikecho, not al bigufo. So then he pays chotz nezek. But the definition of told the regel of tzchures is the same definition as told of regel of bipum yeshuv, except that there is no chiv tashlum of the neksholim, but only chotzinezek. Mashenki by tume, told the means it's a derivative tume. But tzrures, keicha is not a derivative of regal. It's regal, it conforms to the characteristics of regal. Except that in view of the fact that he does it for its keach, not by its goof, some mele, it's the aloch lomeshim is seen, I don't trust in it. Hochamai told us the Shabbos Havikovis told us. Havikovis told us the Tumela Havikovis, Vachat of Nizik, Mai, Miamin, Tos, Kaitse, Belish, Novlish, told us. In Nizik, Mishal, Lemay, Delmeloy, Yeshman, Kamen, Forsh, Mils, Rapab, Mishmaitin. So, by Shabbos and Nizikim, told them means a subcategory. And by Tume, told them means a derivative. Not subcategory, but a derivative. Tana Rab, 1 second. The taste is. The love me tamer me kelim gas. The lo yasin and other godim. She lo shin ze mash va me tamer odom tam godim in tima vari to me mes. Eisi klimatres kaye itzi ben. Di chereb au ike cholo. Why does the Gemara say by tume? So the same laf kaye itzi ben. But there is a loch of chereb au ike cholo. That means that if a matres, let's say the sayef, touches him as so the sayef itself as a din of avi aveis atume, and the same thing if let's say a klimatres touches an odom who touched a mes, so the klimat the odom who touched the mes is an avatume, so the klimatres the touch that comes in contact with the odom who touched the mes is also an avatume, so it's still the same kayetze ben.
sind die Leute am Messen, ist die Mata, jetzt bin ich hier, weil ich hier bin. Und ich gehe jetzt an der Karte in Eise, gehe jetzt nicht. Sie ist die Klimatres, in Eise Klimatres, ach, kann ich jetzt nicht. But, if a Klimatres touches a mess, it's an avis, a via vis. Suppose another Klimatres touches this Klimatres, it's not an avia vis. Not a via vis. So, in Meile, it's not till the same Kaitzeben. What Tesis means is, till the saying Kayetzeben means that the Tolde is analogous, is the same level as that. In other words, it's a subcategory. Mashenkin by Tume, it's not a subcategory, it's a derivative Tume. But the by Klimatres, the derivative Tume has the same Chena, but it's still Al-Pedin considered as a derivative Tume. In other words, it derives its Tume by virtue of the fact that it touched the mess. But it has the same Chena. Mashein Kein, by let's say, B'prum Yeshe B'fiyo, B'zug Shavra, so it becomes a Mazik of Regel by full contact with the Mazik of Regel, has nothing to do with that. It's not a derivative to me. It's analogous. It's a subcategory. So this is what Tesis means. So, the Yeshlima Dakati Neisik Ayitzibay, Sheisikli Matres and Eisikli Matres if it had been like is the same thing because it conforms to all the characteristics, the same level, so if another matras touches it, it should also become an aviaves, and that's not so. The answer is it's a tolde of tume. The tume of the klimatres of the cherev that came in contact with the mess is a derivative tume. It derived its tume not because it possesses the characteristics of the mess. It doesn't possess the characteristics of the mess because he touched the mess. But there's like this akosuf of Cherev Aik Cholol that the first klimatres that touches the mess so has the same chena tume. But its tume is a derivative tume. It's not, the tume is not a mess. So that's an inherent intrinsic tume. He didn't derive it from anybody else, from other source of Tumei. The Tumei is inherent. A Nide, a Zav, a Sheretz, a Nivele, that has an intrinsic Tumei. Intrinsic Tumei. He didn't get its Tumei, he didn't derive its Tumei from other source of Tumei. The source of Tumei is intrinsic. It's inherent in the mess. Mashein Kein, the Cherev, Arek, Cholol, the Tosh, the mess, the source of Tume is not intrinsic in the Cherev, but it derived it from touching the mess. So Mele, it's not Mashenkin told us of Nizikin. So every Tolde, so the source of Tume is intrinsic in the Tolde, not in the Av, you see. Why is the Pumyash and Befiyo? A Tolde, because of its own. Of its own character. By Tume, it's not of its own character. It's derived from somebody else. It's a derivative Tume. What?
Because it's a derivative, it's all a
man. No, of course. If the Halach had been all the time that it has the same Chimea, so then we would say it's all the same Kayetzibet. But since it's not all the time the same Chimea, so we can't use the expression till the same Kayetzibet. So we say till the same lafka yitzben, but there are certain halachas that the Tolde, even though it's not kayitzben, in other words, it doesn't have the source of tume in itself, and the source of tume is derived from the av, from outside, from external sources, but lecharav al kecholol it has the same chema of tume. ישלימה דקת ניסקה יצבי שיסק למטרס ניסק למטרס אחת היצבי כמו שם דאג דקרם לטעם ברשמס ניסן יולס תונו רבונון גימולה וסנם רבישייר הקרן השם והרגל so the share itself has three of us three מזיקים in share קרן and שן and רגל קרן מנולון דתונו רבונון כי יגח ונגיר חיילו בקרן שנאמר ויאסליץ דיו בן קטיינו קרני ברזל So we see that with Kanaim, with horns, there is Nigihe. So Bohemami Nagach, with Kanaim, my Vaimer. Why does he have? Because the Pasuk of Ayasli, Sikhi of Mektanakani Basel is not in the Torah, it's mentioned in Elohim. So maybe you cannot learn out the meaning of Kiyigach from the Pasuk in Elohim. So that's why the Braise mentions the Pasuk in the Torah of Reshur Levi Kanrim Kanvam Nagach. It's not a question of Yalfu, just finding out the meaning of Higach. So how can we say because I could say, if we just had a posik, or I asked to see your bank sign or Kami Basel, so then I would say that Kiyigach is Bikaren Tlusha, like the Kanaim, the horns of your bank sign, they are not attached to a share, to a behime, they were detached. But, so what would it mean if Kiyigach means Bitlusha? So Rashi explains. So what would it mean if we assume, it's not like that, Talibidemis, but if we assume that Yigach is only Bikaren Tlusha, so then the halacha would be that when does the Torah say if a sheir is negeach, so the owner pays chotzinezek until he becomes a muet, so then he pays in the gesholem. If the behemah takes kanaim tushim, ken sho'ozo abeimo akerem ben shineo, put it between its teeth, and then it goes. Then, so, that's very unusual. All right, a little bit MS, so Tom, when a behemoth goes with its natural horns, so it's also unusual, but there are degrees in unusual. But for a behemoth to take, you know, a canine tushit and put it in the teeth and then to go, that's highly unusual. So I would say, if we just had a posik of a yaslis yok, ben knaino, karni basel, that the halacha that the Torah says, that he share tam until he becomes addicted, pedona pays a chotzin ezek, is only limited to the case of nikicha b'kanayim tushin. That's highly unusual. But kanayim chuborim, so then he pays an ezek sholem at the very hazard. The hosom, mochiyaz abe mekeya mishinel v'nokad osom, badalim sham tam kula nezek, mishum deim da'ak b'kach, v'loyo libalim nishmoy davaze, avo mechuberes, d'u chayu, eime kula meyadesu. So that's why the Braise mentions that a Pasuk, and there it has reference to Kanaim Mechoborim. Kanaim Mechoborim, of course, it's in a figurative way, I mean, it has reference to Yosef HaTzadik, but it means, but it has referenced the marshal is of Kanaim Mechoborim, not of Kanaim Tushim. So Mele to tell us, Toshma Pshirodalei, that even by Kanaim Mechoborim, if the share is Negeach, so the owner only pays Chotinez. Toshma Vikarnarein Sibo Negeche, Al Mechiboris Name, Kor Negeche, Uvistam Negeche, Polikach, Monevin Keren, Tamuli Keren, Meyadez. Now let's see the tesis. Avad Mechuber, Seimu Kulom, Meyadezim. לשלום נזק שלום, אפילו ביפן ראשינו, ואם תימא הום היטס. Why should we say that if we didn't have the posik, the raya, from the posik of Prishe Odalei, that Mechuberes Keren, the owner pays in the shalom? Heichateis, in Mitlusha after all, there couldn't be a chiyuv just mitzalasva. It's not shaykh to say that one is mechuyev mitzalasva. There has to be a mokim. So even though all the dinim of mishpotim, so it's called mishpotim. Mishpotim means the seichel is mechayev. Dvorim shilu loynichtivu. Ruino likosev. But if the Torah didn't say it, he wouldn't be mechuyev alpi. So, but the Torah is mechayev. So the Torah is a parsha of Shem. The Torah is a parsha of Regal. The Torah is a parsha of Keren. So the chiyuv of Keren is determined by what the Torah in the parsha of Ki Yigach says. And if Ki Yigach has reference to Kanaim Tlushim, so then there is no pasuk that says by Kanaim Chuborim that he has to pay Nezek Shalom. So Meichateis, we should say that without Exeros HaKos. It's a very simple kash. Meichateis, Mitlusha Daike Tlusha in Mishoroves. Oh, but then we could learn it out from Shoroves. We could say, but there is a posik by Shen, there is a posik by Regel, there is a posik by Eish, there is a posik by Beir, there is a posik by Odom. So Melo, we can learn out for Ibamotzinu, just the Torah is Mechayev. The owner of the Sheol is Mazik through the Regel. So the same way, the Torah is Mechayev Nezek Sholem. The owner of the Sheol is Mazik through his Kerem Mechuba. But Kerem Tolosh, there is special Zerosakosov, only Chotzi Nezek. But as far as Kerem Mechuba, or the Zerosakosov doesn't discuss that, so Melo, we learn it out from the other mazidik nefui mamatzino. So hot enough to mandoma kerena dife di kavanosi lahazik vafil kerenos uchun forish hametam li kam dahin li mandoma palginiski momene dislis am shvorin avereshikam. In order to understand this day's verse, we have to run over briefly that gemara dafe, even though it's a complicated sugi, it's not so poshut, but just briefly daf. Hey, Amud Bey, Amud Aleph, the second line from the end of the Amud. Viloize, vize sheyesh b'rachai. I just want to run briefly over it. Viloize, vize sheyesh b'rachai. My comma. Omar Rab Mishashim, Shmiro v'hochakoma. Lichtei v'rachmone tart. So the Tan of the Mishnah says, if the Torah had mentioned the chiyuv of Sheir, couldn't learn out Mav. Because the kulas of Sheir are not like the kulas of Mavet, that means, in certain respects, Sheir is more homo than Mavet. So the fact that the Torah says Sheir is Chayev does not necessarily mean that Mavet is Chayev. Maybe Sheir is Chayev because, in a certain respect, it's more homo. And if the Torah had written Mavet, I couldn't learn out Sheir. But then, let the Torah mention two mazikim, then learn out all the other mazikim. Licht rachmone tarte v'teis idachonai. Even if the Torah had mentioned two mazikim, we couldn't learn out the other mazikim, because the two mazikim together might have a common aspect of chemer that the other mazikim don't have. So Teis says, he puts a certain limitation on the din of the Mishnah. Like this, one would think that according to the Mishnah, each mazik has to be spelled out explicitly. And if the Torah wouldn't mention a single mazik, we couldn't deduce it from the other mazik. That's how it would appear. So Rav says, no, it's not like that. If the Torah had mentioned one of the maziki together with Be'er, Beya plus another mazik, Beya plus Shea, Beya plus Mave, Beya plus Eish. In other words, Beya has to be one of the two. But Beya together with another one of the mazikim, so we could learn how the other mazikim. Vikule kishodis Beya binayasi kule matzad libar mikar. But one mazik we couldn't learn out from the combination of Beir and another mazik. Ker. In other words, suppose the Torah had mentioned Beir Veish. So he could learn out Odom, he could learn out Regel, we could learn out Chen, but Keren we couldn't learn out. Why? Because all the other mazikim, Beir, and any one of the other mazikim have a chemer, ligabi Keren, because Keren has a certain kule. Mishum diikel mufrach. Malik, what's the kule? What's the lenient aspect in Keren? Shechem malik kule, shechem meyadim itcholos. Because we could say that, you know, the others are rogil, you know, to do damage at the very outset. Mashink in Keren, so at the very outset it's mishune, it's unusual. Keren is mishune. So mimele, if it's mishune, so that's a lenient aspect. So if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Eish, if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Regel, if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Chen, if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Odom, we could learn out all the other mazikim, except Keren, because Keren is vis-a-vis the other mazikim more lenient, because it's Mishune Daoset. And in order to become a natural thing, it has to addict itself, it has to habituate itself. Malikul Shachem Yadim Yitzcholos Uman di oma adara be keren adife shekavnosi lahazik afil keren ameasi. But however, the mandoma who says that keren has a strict aspect, so then keren, what's the strict aspect of keren? The lenient aspect of keren is the fact that it's mishun at the very outset, and it has to become a normal act through habituation, through habit. So that's the lenient aspect of keren. And what? And there is one mandoma who says, on the contrary, that keren has a stringent aspect. Why? Because it's kavnosu hazik. In other words, you see, because keren, you see, the other mazikim, they do not have a malicious intent. Regel has a malicious intent. Regel has no intention to harm anybody or anything. But as it walks, so that's its nature. It steps on something and this. It steps on something, or with its the pumye shebefio, it mazik, but without any malicious intent. Mashink in Keren. Keren is a terrible mazik. He has a malicious intent. Some male on the contrary. So that's a stringent aspect. So that is a special reason as to why the owner of an animal who has wild intentions, ferocious wild intentions, so he's mechuyev to exercise care, extra care, to curb the wild nature of the animal on the contrary. Now, so why does the Gemara say Ulman Domar Adarab Keren Adifish of Nesla Hazik Afil Keren Amas? Oh, so then the question is, so why does the Torah have to tell all the Mazik? Let the Torah just mention Beir and Eish, or Beir and Regel, or Beir and Chen, Beir and Odom. And then we'd learn out, why does the Torah have to mention Parshas dealing with each individual Mazik? So, if the Torah had only mentioned Beir and Odom, so then we would know Odom is, they would know that the Chen is Chayef and Regel is Chayef, and according to Mandoma, we didn't know that Keren is Chayef. So why does the Torah have to spell out? But the fact is, they are special Gzeros HaKosuf, in each Mazik. For example, Beir, so is Potter and Kel. Eish is Potter and Tom. If we had learned out everything from Beir and Beir and Regel, so then we could learn out Eish from Beir and Regel. So the Torah has to mention the special halachas, every mazik individually, in order to advise us of the special dini that apply to certain mazik. So, my hilchus is saying, Karen lechalig nintamol meedes shem v'regel, because if the Torah had just mentioned beir and regel, so according to Mandoma, that Karen Adife would learn out Karen also, but then I would say that Karen at the very outset is chayv l'shalom. So the Torah had to tell us, no, Karen at the very outset is not chayv l'shalom. And shem v'regel, so if the Torah had mentioned beir and odom, so then I would say shem v'regel is chayv, but then I would say even b'shusharab machayv. So merely the Torah had to mention shem v'regel in order to advise us that shem v'regel has a special exos hakosuf that b'shusharab ma'apotah. Beir lift the beis akeli. All right. Well, Rabbi Yudin, chayv on zikeli beir lift the beis odom. Odom lechayv b'abo dvorim. Eish lift the beis atom. So Rashi says, not going over the whole Rashi, it's a very long Rashi, one of the longest Rashis, but that Uman the Omar, 6-7, the seventh line from the end of the Omar, Uman the Omar Kerna Dife. So Rashi says, Lo Yispar Sheikh. Rashi was not ashamed to say, he doesn't know who is that Mandomar. But Rav Netam does say who that Mandomar is. In other words, that Mandomar, according to Rav Netam, is the Mandomar who says Paul Geniski Mamein, because there is a machlekes in the Rambam. After the second two dots, Hanizik v'amazik v'tashlum, Itma, Paul Geniske, Rav Pope Omar Momeine, Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua Omar Knos. Now, there is Momen and there is Knas. Momen means, let's say, if somebody, another Amazik, so he has to pay, so that's Momen. It's not a penalty. He has to pay. Somebody borrows money, he has to pay. So it's not a penalty. Somebody has engaged the worker, so he has to pay. It's not a penalty. But he didn't do anything wrong, but he has to pay. Knas means he ganef, has to pay double. So the keren is mommy. It's not bitiras einish. But the kefil, the double indemnity, that's bitiras einish. That's a knas. Derech klal, generally speaking, if it's yesam mashi hizik, so it's knas. If it's kefishe hizik, then it's keren, then it's mom. So the question is, paul geniske, the fact that the owner of the sheir is mazik with the keren, has to pay until he becomes a muet, only have damages, is dead by way of mamein, or is dead by way of knas? If we say it's by way of mamein, so that means that actually he should pay in the shalom too. But the Torah had consideration for him, so the Torah relieved him of paying full damages, of reimbursing the nizek fully. So the Torah had consideration for him, at Rachmonism. But actually he should pay whole damages. If we say Paul Geniske Knose, so actually he shouldn't pay anything. But the Torah constantly. Alright. So it's my Paul Geniske, Rav Pope Omar Momeine, Ravune Brit Rav Yeshua Omar Knose, Rav Pope Omar Momeine, Kosova, Stam Shvorim, Lav Bechaskashimo Kain, Uvidin Hudi Boyel Ishlume Kule. So Rav Pope says that it's Momeine, he says, the average acts is presumed while ferocious. If the average axe is to be considered as ferocious as wild, some melee, the obligation is incumbent upon the owner to watch it. He has a wild animal who is likely to do damage and to injure some melee. He is obligated to exercise care. If he doesn't, so he is held responsible. So actually, he should be mechuyev whole damages. He should be mechuyev whole damages. But to be dinu the boy lishlum mekule, for Rachmane u the chosal, but the Torah et Rachmane sani. Why? The akatel aitur. Because he still did not addict itself. Ravune brid Rav Yishua omar knos kosov al stam shvorim cheskashim okay. That every jax is presumed not dangerous, not ferocious, innocent. So, some b'chazeshim okay. Uvidinu some mele is not even negligent the owner. Uvidinu the lishalim klal. V'rachmona u dekan say keicher linter litur. Now we have to understand this Gemara. What is the Gemara? Both Rav Papa and Rav Vune Berit Rav Yishua both say that the din should, the chiyuv should be different from what the Torah says. I mean, who are we to say what he should? The Torah tells us the dinim, but who are we to say? I mean, the din, which din? There is only one din, the din of the Torah. So what does it mean? The din of the boyel ishlum. I mean, it's a meaning of hashkofe, but it's, we have to understand that. I mean, you have to ask that. I mean, what does it mean? We didn't do it. So Rav Vune Berit Rav Yishua says, Rav Papa says, we didn't do it. And Rav Vune Berit Yishua says, we didn't do it. Which din? We have only one din of the Torah. And the Hakamayim, there is no machlekes. The din of the Torah is, he pays half damages. But Rav Papa says, there should be a din. There should be a din of paying whole damages, and then the Torah had Rachmanes Hanim, and Rav Yishua said there should be a din of not paying altogether, but the Torah counseled. So what does it mean? The answer is Tzedek u'mishpot mechein kisecha. It's a possible till that the Tzedek and Mishpot so are the basis of the kisei akovet. So in other words, the dinei Torah that is expressive of the midah shel HaKadosh Baruch. So in other words, the dinei Torah is a manifestation of tzedek and mishpat. There is a difference between tzedek and mishpat. Mishpat means strict justice. Strict justice. So from the point of view of mishpat, Rav Papa says, so since Stam Shvorim is love has kashim okayim, so that means the average axe is to be presumed wild, ferocious. So from the point of view of strict mishpat, so then he should be chayv. He should be chayv. He has a wild animal, so it's his responsibility to curb it, to watch it. If it's necessary to close up the animal in a cage, let him close up the animal in a cage. If it's necessary to tie him with a chain, let him do that. It's his responsibility as a wild animal. So he's culpably negligent. He's negligent in a full way by not exercising care. Some melee, from the point of view of mishpot, so he should be chayef to pay whole damages. But sometimes the Torah deflects from mishpat to tzedek. From mishpat to tzedek, and that's the pshat, let's say, in the halacha of keifer. No, if a sheir amuet kills a human being, so hasheir yisokel v'gam v'ol of yumus. What does yumus mean? Misi v'shama. In keifer, you should sell off. So then, he doesn't get misi v'shama. So I mentioned, there's a machlekes between the Rashbam and the Venezre. Suppose he doesn't pay the kefir. So the Rashbam says his mamish chayv misi b'shama. And the Venezre says no. Why? Because, so what's the pshat of yumus? Roli is yumus. In other words, the chi of kefir takes off the chi of misi. So here, whenever we have kefir, so that means that the Torah deflected from strict justice to tzedek. Tzedek is even higher. That's righteousness, not strict justice, but righteousness. It's even more than mishpat. It's, by Avraham Avinu, it's mentioned in the Torah, ki dati v'lamar Hashem, yas yitzavez bonov, v'shomru derech adishem las yitzdokom mishpat. So it's mishpat and there is dokom. So Mele, from the point of view of Mishpot, street justice, if an owner of a Sheir HaMuet doesn't take care of the Sheir, and then the Sheir kills a human being, says Chayv Nisim Shamayim, he's a Ritzeach. Not Ritzeach B'Yodayim, but Ritzeach B'Gom. Why is the Chayv Nisim Shamayim? According to the Rashbam, his mom is Chayv Nisim Shamayim. If he doesn't pay, why? Because of Shefer Dam Odom, Odom Dam Yishofer. Like Ritzeach HaDeom, if you have a wild animal and you don't curb it, and it's because of your neglect of curbing it, he gets killed, so you are Ritzeach HaDeom, from the point of view of strict justice. But you can't equate him with a Ritzeach HaDeom who is Mishase the Kelev, a mad dog against the person. There is more of a Rosh. I mean, there's a difference. Grome b'yodayim and with intention, and grome being, you know, careless. So the Torah had rachmonis on him. So the Torah deflected from strict justice to tzedek, to rachmin. I mean, as Rashi says, the beginning of Bereishis, that the Rebbeinu Shalom really would have created the world with Midas Adin, but Rebbeinu Shalom, in his infinite wisdom, took notice of the fact the world couldn't survive with Midas Adin. So then he had Hashem Elokim, so Midas Rachmin. So what does it mean Hashem Elokim when the Torah deflects from the Rebbeinu Shalom? The Torah deflects from Din to Rachmin. So Tzedek, Tzedokah, there is a deflection. Whenever there is Kefer, there is a deflection. Whenever there is Kefer, there is a deflection from Mishpat to Tzedek. So let's say here there is Kefer, so there is a deflection from Mishpat to Tzedek. So Bidin, he says, here too. Rav Popa, which Din? The Din of Mishpat. If the Torah had applied the midah of Mishpat here, so then there should be a chiyuv tashlumim, whole damages, because he is very negligent. So the Torah deflected from Mishpat to Tzedek. The Akatalai today is not so negligent. There is still a difference. He's not so negligent. Ravuna Perid Rav Yishua Omar Knos. So the average ox is considered innocent, not ferocious. So actually he's not really negligent altogether. So, but then the Torah had considered, again deflected from strict justice to tzedek. Why? Because out of consideration for the community at large, you see. According to Rav Pope, so the Torah deflected from Mishpat Tzedek out of Rachmones for the Mazik, because he's not so bad. He's a nice person, but you know, Torah took notice of human frailty. It's true, he's ferocious, but after all, you know, human nature, they start, my dog, my axe, he is not a bad axe, I don't have to exercise care of him. So the Torah took notice of human frailty. He's not such a bad person. He's not so negligent. So out of consideration for the Rachmones, for the Mazik, the Torah deflected and declared his only chayev have damages. But it's moment. And according to Ravunim Rav Yeshua, on the contrary, out of consideration for society at large, because if he will not be chayef, so every day, you know, an axe will go and there'll be, so society will not be protected. So out of consideration for the interest of society at large, the Torah constant imposed upon him is extra care. So that's only mitzat tzedek, not mitzat mishpat. So mimele, it's knos. So Rav Natan says, now again, the Gemara, here. Rav Natan says, Umand Rashi says he doesn't know who is the Mandoma who says Ad Rav Kiran Adiv Shekamnos Lahazik. Rav Netam says, yeah, that's Rav Pope. Rav Pope says the Sam Shvorim is Lav Vicheskas Shimokaime. So the average axe is presumed ferocious, wild. Some end from the point of view of Mishpot, of Din. So then he should be Chuyev whole damages. But the Torah had Rachmones on it. The Torah deflected from Din to Rachmi, from Mishpot to Tzedek. Some Mele, but the Chotzines, like his mommy, because it's because of real negligence, so it's mommy. It's not an extra care, an extra knas that the Torah imposed upon him in order to induce him into extra care.
What is the Gra referring to?
What is that?
What is the Gra? How do I say the Gra referring to? That he says, Badach HaKedem.
Yeah, they go. Well, I'm not going to Gemara. He means, he says, he has reference to Davdalet, Vilavka Vachimel, Umashen Shin Kavanos Lahazik Chayev, the third line, Davdalet Amadalet. Keren Shekavnos Lahazik Likolshkin. So that means that Mandoma says that Keren is more Chomo than Shen, because if Shen, which is not Chomo, because it's incomeless last, it's not wild, it's not malicious. So then still the Torah says he's responsible. So Keren, which is wild, has a malicious intent, more responsible. That's what the Goyim says.
Is this different than Rabbeinu?
What?
Is this different?
Well, we'll discuss it when we should. That's what the Goyim says. Yeah.
What is the criteria for when the Torah uses Midas Adin and Midas Rachman? Is there a criteria?
No, I cannot criteria. Who knows? I mean, that's the Sidis Ateo. I mean, so what we find, whenever we find Kefer or Pidyon, there is a deflection from Mishpat Sadik. Pidyon also, Pidyon Aben. You know, Pidyon Aben, you know, if you ever attended the Pidyon Aben, so the K and the S, and that's Takonis Ageni. My boy is Tvei. Bibincho or Bechomislon. And then the father answers, no Bibni. No, I mean, and suppose the father, when the king asks him, the father would say, no, I'm more interested in the Faisloy. Who cares for the Ben? So he doesn't have to be paid it. I mean, of course he has to be paid. But the gaining one is sacking that nuisance. The question is, what does it mean? What is it? He asks, my boy is Tvei, as if he gives him the option, but he doesn't give him the option. So what kind of a takone word again in Misaki? The answer is, it's called Pidyon Aben. Why is it called Pidyon? He's within. So Bishleimer, let's say, Petach HaMeir is Tiv de Bisei, we understand. Because if you're not paid there, you have to, it's Osabanoye, you know, the HaMeir, and Varafte. So that's Pidyon. Pidyon Maizosheini, Hegit Hegdesh, we understand Pidyon. Because if you are not paid the Maizosheini, so you cannot eat it, you have to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it Bigdush, you're not allowed, so it's Pidyon. But Pidyon Aben, what kind of Pidyon is it? Redeeming, what are you redeeming? It's a chayv, you have to pay it. But why is it called Pidyon? So there too, whenever there is Pidyon, there is a deflection from Din Torah. From Mishpat Tzedek, and let's say Maisa Sheini, only because the Torah had consideration for the person. But otherwise, he would have the burden of bringing the payers to Yerushalayim, but that involved a lot of hardships, not a simple thing, you know. And then he would have to make sure that, suppose he can't go to Yerushalayim the next day, so the pairs might deteriorate, so you have to take all kinds of methods, you know, to preserve it. It shouldn't deteriorate. Stop.
What's the Midas HaRachamim by Pidyon Aben?
I haven't reached it yet. So what I mean, I'm talking now about Pidyon Maizosheini. So the Midas HaRachamim is that the Torah had Rachmones upon the Jew. He shouldn't have the burden, you know, of preserving the pairs. He shouldn't rot, and there is an unavoidable, inescapable rotting that he would have to suffer. So the Torah had Rachmanes on him, so the Torah deflected from Mishpat Tzedek, from Din Terachim, so you can be paid it. And then once you are paid, you can either pay us, you won't have any loss, nothing. So, and when you are able to go to Yerushalayim, then you take the money and start Akesim Dechorach. So, Bakina Ben, too, there is a deflection from Mishpat Tzedek, from the point of view of Din, since all the pouring of the Egyptians perished, and the Jewish firstborn did not perish, and Uzos HaMitzrayim said, Amin, Aloloi Davizor, Aloloi Davizor. You think that Uzos HaMitzrayim had no argument? It was a good argument. But the answer is that, so from the point of view of strict justice, so Chas V'Sholem, the Jews' firstborn could also have perished if the Ribbono Shel Olam had meted out the Midas Adin. Halolei Gavizor, Halolei Gavizor. But because of the Sof, true, Halolei Gavizor, but it's a result of that. So there was a Matan Torah, and there is a Yemei Samashiach, and there is a Trias Amazing. But there was a deflection from Midas Adin to Midas Arachamim. So that, but if not, some melee meets from the point of view of Din, the Kehen. And you know, Bisman Bisamigdor, so you know, the Kehen was dedicated to Avias Midas, not like today. Today, Kehen, not the Kehen. I mean, they are all involved in the same thing. But Bisman Bisamigdor, so the Kehen is Yerem Shvatachol Yaakov, Yisrostro Yisroel, Yosim Uktero Bapecho, Vicholam Izbechecho. So from the point of view of Mishpot, since the Rebbeinu Shalom spared the firstborn when Mitzad Adin, so they should have perished too, as Uzos HaMitzrayim said. So Mimele, so out of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kehen should have custody over every pro. It would be good for the pro to be raised by the Kehen Bizman Bizamiyosh.
But the slave out of him?
Chas V'Sholem, slave. It, he would raise him, not his slave, Chas V'Sholem. He would raise him Bigdushe. Oh. Yeah. Bigdushe Bitar, Chas V'Sholem, his slave. But how would the father feel? How would the father feel? Even if the son is taken away and is raised by the God Lador. So would he feel, would he be happy? After all, human being is a human being. And the father would miss the child. All right, Chano. So it wasn't the Madrege that she voluntarily turned over Shmuel to Eliakim. So it's Chano. But who is in the Madrege of Chano? So it would be a big tsar, you know, for the father if he had to turn over custody over the firstborn son to the Kehen, to the Kehen. Even though it would be, on an ideal level, it would be wonderful, but not in that Madrege. So the Torah that deflected from Mishpat Tzedek, that's why it's called Pidyon. But that's why it's called Pidyon. But, let's say, just as according to the Ben Ezra, by Kefa, so even if he doesn't pay the Kefa, he's still part of Mizin Shemaim, the Rashbam Israelik. But vis-a-vis Pidyon HaBen, very certainly like the Ben Ezra. It doesn't mean if he doesn't give five sloim, so then the Kehen is custody. The fact that if the Torah had not mentioned the din of Pidyon HaBen of Chan Shloim, then the Kehen would have custody. But the fact is that the Torah deflected from Mishpat to Tzedek, some melee, because of that, the Kehen never has custody.
Isn't it only because there's no specific Kehen? You can always, but in reality, if in theory there would be one
Kohen,
wouldn't he be able to have custody even if
it's... Chas V'Sholem. Because the Torah deflected from Mishpat Tzedek. If the Torah had not deflected from Din Torachmin, then every poor would be turned over to a Kohen to have custody. Which Kohen? So that it would be like Trumas, you know, I mean, like Matnes Gune, which Kohen? So the Balim would have the Tevis Anoye to decide which Kohen should have custody. He would have a Tevis Anoye, but a Kohen would have to have custody. But the Torah deflected. That's why the Kenim were misaking. My boys, they not the Chasvisholem. If the father says, no, I am interested in the five Shloim, you keep the kid, you keep my firstborn, and you have custody. Chasvisholem, he doesn't have the option. But if the Torah had not deflected, then you would have custody. So the male had a game more misakin that misak. Anyway, I deflected too, I mean. So let's go back 1 second.
Just one other thing. According to Mandela Revolt, Palganis Knossos.
Yeah.
So how does he learn the din Bushit?
All right, because from the point of view of strict mishpat, he should be totally gambled, because the average ox is innocent, he's nice, he's not wild. But what would happen to society at large if the owner of a shear tam wouldn't have to pay a thing? So many, many people, I mean, everyone would be induced not to exercise care. Why do I have to exercise care? Why do I have to bother and curb my ox? That's a big nuisance to me. So then society wouldn't be protected. So the Torah imposed a knas. Iknas to pay chotinezek. Why? Even though mitzad mishpat he shouldn't have to pay, but mitzad tzedek, it's extra behavior, you know. So he should pay. Now let's.
Tzedek on society.
Says tzedek to society at large. According to Rav Pope, it is the tzedek towards its rachmones, compassion towards the defendant, you know, the guilty party. And the Kondra of Rabbi Yeshua is a tzedek to our society at large. Avon mechuberes im ekulam edesil, shalom le shalom, atu upam rishim, vim teima, vim teima, vim teima, heiteis im itlusha, dayo kitlusha, dayo kitlusha, im ishova ves, helti nechuman doma keren adif, edek avinos lehazik, vafil keren ose, uch nforesh am tam likamon, dayo man doma palgin iskim omeine, dis lestam shvorim la, vichas kashim okayme, aber da ma paul genies geht no se dies list am schworen doch es kasch immer keine le as ich kere mit kule ki da mir nur kam und ki schod is der benai as ich kule da mir kere di ke mi frag schei mu ad mit khlosen pir ich da kla hat ich ma schein ki mit kere di be es kasch immer kein so teis says the kasch how does the mother say without the posik of prayer shei hodalei I would, and if we only had the posik of Ayasit Kiyoben Knainu Kane Basel, then I would say that the parashah of Shea in the Torah that says is Chayef Chotinezek applies to Karen Tushim, but to Kanaim Tushim, but Kanaim Chuborim, so even the first time he pays in the Shalem, Meichateis, how can there be a Chiyuv if there hadn't been a parashah of Karen? So Bishleim, according to the Mandoma, who says that Karen Adife, that is Rav Pope. So on the contrary, Kavanos El Hazik is more of a reason that the Balim should be chayef, because he has a ferocious animal who has malicious intent, so much more is he expected to exercise care than over Shender Regal where there is no malicious intent. But according to Mandoma, Rav Nebrit Rav Yeshua, and we pass like Rav Nebrit Rav Yeshua, that Paul Genis Geknose. So Stam Shvorim is Becheska Shimo Kalme. So the average ox is not ferocious, he's innocent, he's good. He's good, he's a saint. But the Torah, because of Iknas, the Torah imposed upon the owner extra care, even over an innocent animal who is not disposed to do harm to anybody. So Mimele, it's not chomor. So but the Torah has a posik that b'kanayim tlushim he pays chotzenezek. But why should we say that kanayim chuborim? So he should pay nezek shalom hechateise. Why you should learn it out from Beir and another mazik? But Beir and another mazik have the chimer that they are mu'adim mitchloson, masheink in here, they're not mu'adim mitchloson. Masheink in bikeren, b'cheskeshim ha'kaime, v'yesh leima, dilman d'oma, talge diniske knose hu dikoma, avol b'mchuberes ime kulo me'edesi, v'yishalim nedek sholim par'esheno. lab mishim districh kol ashminon dei medes ela tane hutzrach lashminon lo veraye min aposik dim chuberes name have bechol nigiche shelo itite leima adi nigiche. One second. Shelo itite leima adi nigiche heine bitlusho dumye dikarni barzel di zitkiyo avu mchuberes darke lehazik mitchelosei vinilmet mibeiru mechad miobes lechay lechatrineshon. So Tisha said as follows. According to Rav Pope, there is no kasha altogether. Because according to Rav Pope, so the Gemara is very simple. Because since if we didn't have a raya that Kiyigach has reference to Kanayim Mechuborim, then I would say, after all, Keren is more homo, because it's Kavnosel Hazik. So Memele, but we have Exerus HaKosuv, that Keren pays Chotzinezek, but if you only had the Posik Mayaslis Tkiyo, I would say that Exerus HaKosuv applies only to Kanaim Tushin, but Kanaim Mechborim, on the contrary, so we should learn out from Deir and Chender Regal that is Chayv Nezek Shol, as Rovises. But according to Rav Pope, who says that Keren is not Chomur, Keren is Kal, so then the Pshat in the Gemara is, if we didn't have a posik of Prir Shiri Hodale, then I would say, true that Keren is more Kal. Why is Keren more Kal? Because Keren is not Muyden Tcholosi. Keren is Mishune. But maybe Keren is Mishune in regard to Kanaim Tlushim, then it's Mishune. But Kanaim Chaborim, it's not Mishune. It's not Mishune. And according to Ravuni Brid Rav Yeshua, who says that Keren is not Chomo, so it's only the Keren of Kanaim Tlushim, but Kanaim Chaborim is not even Keren, it's like Regel. So he should be Chayev. He should be Chayev. That's what he says. The man doma power in his kiknose, how the comer of him chobera same or kulum edesi, the yishalim the shalim parasheno, lab mishum the istrich kol ashminon, the medes, a latane hutsraf ashminon, loverayim in a posig dem chobera's name have bechol nigiche, shalitita lema din kiche heine bitlusho, dumye di kane basel is it kio, avab in chobera's darkela hazik mischelosei, vinilmet nibeir mechad miobis lechay lechatunisho. So kamashmala no. That the Gzeres HaKosuf of Keren has reference not only to Kanaim Tushim, but even to Kanaim Chaborim. But while both are Mishune, but there are certain degrees of Mishune, so Kanaim Tushim is more Mishune, is more unusual, unnatural than Kanaim Chaborim. But Kanaim Chaborim is also Mishune. But if we didn't have the posik of Prir Shir Adalei, I would say that Kanaim Chaborim is not a mission. But one thing we have to discuss. According to this thesis, so suppose we didn't have the posik of Prir Shir Adalei Kanarim Kanav, then I would say that the extra posik of Chotzin Ezek is limited only to Kanaim Tushim. But Kanaim Chaborim, I would learn out Avim Chaberes is darki lehazik mitchalosei v'nilmed mibeir o mechad miyoveis lechay v'lechatchil nezik shol. One question, I mean, it's not a kashe, but we have to understand it. Why does Stasis have to resort v'nilmed mibeir o mechad miyoveis? Why couldn't he say that if we didn't have the raya from the posik of Prir Shir Hodel Ikanarim Kanov, then I would say the parasha of Keren has reference to Kanaim Tushim, because that's unusual. But Kanaim Chaborim is not unusual. Some male, if it's not unusual, why couldn't it be included in Regel? Why couldn't it be included in Regel? Tesis said, doesn't say that without the posik of Prir Shir Hodel Ikanarim Kanov, then I would say that Kanaim Chaborim is not even Keren. Because Keren has reference to Kanaim Tushim, because that's Mishune. But Kanaim Chaborim is Urche. If it's Urche, so let it be included in Regal. Tesis doesn't say that. No, it even without the Rai of the Posik of Prir Shir Hodel Ikanarim Kanov, I would know that he cannot be Mechuyev for Kanaim Chaborim on the score of Regal. That not, but the Alfuse of I think this is Tolu in a certain machlekes between Teisves and the Teisves Shamsich and the Betzes at the end of the first period, and Teisves Ilchitos. Now,
really
like
that much.
You could say it, but let's see. The Mishneh Daftes Vova Mubei says, Chamisha Tamim v'chamisha Modi, Habheimoi Meedes, Loi Ligach v'lo Ligei v'lo Loshech v'lo Liovet v'lo Livet, Hashem Moedes Leachel Esarolo, Horegel Moedes Lishber Biderach Hilucho, V'sher Amoed v'sher Amazik v'shusha Nizik, V'odom. Hazei v'ari v'adei v'anoma v'abadles v'anochosh haril mo'adim. Rav Lezer Eimer, b'zman shim l'itarbu sein mo'adim, v'anochosh mo'ilei. So the highest teofis, the tamu'adim mitcholos, who are the highest teofis? Ferocious animals. Zei v'ari, dei v'anoma v'abadles is an animal we don't know exactly what it is. All right. But it's a ferocious animal. So v'anochosh. So they are ferocious animals, and they are Moadim Mitzvos. The question is, on what score are they Moadim Mitzvos? On the score of Shen, on the score of Regel, or maybe on the score of Regel, except on the score of Keren, except that Keren, all the other animals, at the very outset, it's unusual for them to be mazik, so mele, it pays, have damages, but these are ferocious animals, so at the very outset, without addiction, without habituation, so they are likely to be mazik, so the pain is short, so there is a machlekes l'shem. Let's see what Teisves says. Teisves says as follows, that Teisves, after Zayin Amud Aleph, the Teisves of Adam, v'anocha sharei l'mahadi, so Teisves, so Teisves says, we can go over. Teisves makes a distinction between Zev, Ari, Dev, Nomer, Bardeles on one hand and Nochosh on the other. Zev, Ari, Dev, Nomer, Bardeles are Chayev in Ezek Sholem at the very outset, Misache, because they are more than Tolosan, it's Yesh Anoy Razek, but Nochosh has no Anoy. And Teisves mentions the more in Tainis that Losid Lave, in a figurative way, there'll be a convention of all animals. It's not figurative. There'll be a convention of all animals. And then they'll all do tshuva, you know, what's it love? So vishbati chai rom in oretz. And I mean, let's say, the Rambam says that it's not kipshute, but the Raita says it's kipshute. So mele, there won't be any highest day of it. So they'll all do tshuva. So then they'll have a convention in a figurative way, and then the other animals will all be valichuve. But the other animals will say to the Nochash, all right, we want angels, but we have an excuse. We have annoy, you know, when we devour someone, so then because we are hungry. But you Nochash, you don't even enjoy biting. Why do you bite? I mean, they'll give him Musa. They're giving Musa Shmuyas to the Nochosh. So this, but you Nochosh, so the Gemara in Tani says that the Baal Lashon Hara is analogous to a Nochosh. Because, you know, certain people, you know, when they are Masigvu, they steal, they have to gratify their appetites. But Baal Lashon Hara, what does it derive from maligning that other person? Just sin and hatred. So the Baal Lashon Hara is like an Ochosh. So this is how Rabbi Shlosh Lanta explains the Gemara. Kol Tamit Chochem Sheneikim V'neita K'Nochosh Sheneit Tamit Chochem. Shocking. A Tamit Chochem has to be Neikim V'neita K'Nochosh Chas V'Sholem. I mean, how can it's shocking? I mean, on the surface. So Rabbi Shlosh Lanta says, very simple. Because a Tamit Chochem, it means when a certain person so insults the Tamit Chochem, and he's mivazeh him, and he calls him all kinds of names, you know, he treats him like dust. So then he has to react. So he has to be nikim nika, but not because of kovod atzmi, because of kovod hator. In other words, he should not enjoy if people, let's say, insult a certain person who insulted Tam Tochem, that Tam Tochem in his heart should feel pain. But he has to do it, because otherwise, so the whole Kovod HaTorah will be undermined. If every ruffian is able, you know, to treat the Talmud HaChomim like dust, so then, so teo matei olel. So kol Talmud HaChomim shenekim v'neitak nochosh. If Talmud HaChomim wants to be nekim v'neiteyar, he has to act like a nochosh. Just as a nochosh doesn't derive any annoyance when he bites. So here, he should do it l'shem shemayim. On the contrary, he should not derive any joy. And if he derives joy from the fact that certain people insult the person who insulted Talmud HaChomim, so then he should not do it. He should not encourage them. He has to be naked. Briefly, knochosh means ein anoyel hazeki. So Tesla says, while hazei v'avi adei v'anomer v'abardles, are mishalem nezek shalom mitzvolosei, and nochosh is mishalem nezek shalom mitzvolosei, but there is one basic difference. Zei v'avi adei v'anomer v'abardles, are mishalem nezek shalom mitzvolosei, and the score of Shem, because yesh anoyel hazeki. When a tiger devours another animal, a lion, a wolf, a bear, he has anoyel. So it's like a behemoth eating barley. So it's Shem. So when a tiger devours a cat, so it's also Mitzachem, because Yesh Anoyel Hazeki. But in Nochosh, when he is Mazik, he has no Anoyel. So it's not on the score of Shem, it's on the score of Regal. It's on the score of Regal. The Teis Vishan says that Nochosh is Chayev Nezek Sholem Mitzvolosei. So according to Teisves, so all the highest Teyafes are Potter B'Shusarab, because Shem V'Rego are Potter B'Shusarab. The Teisves Shan says, and Zei V'Ari Adei V'Anoma V'Abardeles are Potter B'Shusarab, because their Chiyuf is on the score of Shem, Yesh Anoyel Hazeki, but Nochosh is Chayev B'Shusarab notes. Why? Because Nochosh is Urche, true it's Kavnoset Hazik, but since it's Urche, so maybe it is Karen, but it is Karen. It's not Hezesh, it is that, since it's Urchei, so it's Regal, it's not Karen, even though Regal is not Kavnos Lahazik, and Nochosh is Kavnos Lahazik, but the Kavnos Lahazik is Urchei, so maybe. So the Kavnos Lahazik, the malicious intent, is like b'pum yeshevifia. That's the nature of the nochosh. So mele is mechuyev mitzat regel. So it's part of Bishus Rabin. Teis Vishan says no, it's urche, but it cannot be regel, because regel by definition means not kavnos lahazik. If it's kavnos lahazik, in other words, regel is mazik da'achelucho without any intent. But if he has malicious intent, so by definition it's not regel. But why is a chayev nezek shalom? Because of care. But you say Karen is chayv on the chatzin nezek. The reason, Tisha Shan says, the reason is why Karen is chayv, it's lost on the chatzin nezek, because it's mishune. But by Nochosh, it's not mishune. So he, at the very outset, he pays nezek sholem. So he's chayv inside Karen. So mele is chayv in nezek sholem, even b'shus rab. There's this. So Tisha is shitos. We asked. Why does Tisha say here? Aber mich bere es dat al hazig mit halose yil na id mi beir un khad mi obis le khayve le khatkhile le zekshalem khali zekshalem so why the stations have to resort to yal fuse fam beir un khad mi naye. The answer is because stations she toss. If the Teisves Shan had written the Teisves, so then he wouldn't say Vinil med mi beo mechad mi oves lechayve. Av mechobor es darak el hazik mit chalosei l'ficho chayev one second, on the contrary, I mean.